Answers Magazine, Volume 10.4, page 44. Selective Hearing by Don DeYoung. Your ears are delicate instruments, fine-tuned to hear a wide range of noises. What keeps them from being ripped apart by violent waves of loud vibrations? Have you ever walked through a factory where the noise of rumbling machines filled the air, or an airport where planes constantly roared overhead? How could anyone work under these conditions without hurting their ears? It's not just a problem in industry. Every day we repair our homes with noisy power tools and surround ourselves with blaring music. Yet most of the time, we hardly notice. It's all because the Creator gave our sense of hearing a built-in safety mechanism that defies natural explanation. Your eardrum is wonderfully designed to sense the tiniest changes in air pressure. But this has a potential downside. Loud, sustained noises could easily push the delicate parts of the inner ear beyond their safety limit, tearing the eardrum. By God's wise design, however, something special happens under these conditions. God put a series of three tiny bones in your middle ear to pick up most vibrations. For their protection, He attached two tiny muscles to the first and last of these bones, the malleus and the stapes. At the instant these bones begin to vibrate beyond normal limits, the brain senses danger and sends a signal to tighten the muscles and momentarily shut down the ear's sensitivity. This happens in a split second and is involuntary, a phenomenon called negative feedback. The eardrum is thus protected from injury. In an opposite situation, with very soft sounds, the muscles may loosen somewhat to increase sensitivity. This delicate balancing act allows us to hear a wide range of sounds without damage. Where did this protection come from? How could this built-in safety mechanism possibly arise naturally by evolution, if early humans rarely experienced loud sounds, other than perhaps thunder or the roar of a nearby predator? Constant loud sounds and background noises are a modern phenomenon, with industrial machinery, blaring audio speakers, and gas-driven motors. Yet the ear of the original humans was already fully equipped to protect us before these threats even arose. It is reasonable to suggest that the all-wise Creator planned ahead to protect our ears from modern industry's noisy environments. In contrast, evolution cannot explain how random mutations could possibly plan ahead for future needs. What did you say? Our ears are tuned to hear a chorus of sounds each day, whether a croaking frog, the whistle of a train, the humming of a computer, or a beautiful singing voice. Imagine the range. Mariah Carey, one of the most versatile singers today, can hit 5 different octaves. A piano can produce 7 octaves, but our ordinary ears can detect 10. A few animals, such as bats and whales, can hear higher pitches. They rely on sonar to navigate, because the signal doesn't deteriorate very quickly. Elephants, on the other hand, hear lower pitches. Why? So they can share information in a pitch other animals can't overhear. But our range is quite impressive and meets all our needs. Sound is actually a vibration, like plucked violin strings that jostle air molecules. These invisible molecules then transmit the vibration through the air as minor pressure changes. Our ears can sense vibration frequencies between 20 and 20,000 cycles per second, hertz. High pitch tones cause the ear to vibrate 20,000 times each second, or more than 1 million times in 50 seconds, without bursting. The greatest danger to your ears is not high or low pitches, but intense sounds, measured in decibels. Your ear must be prepared at all times to hear any intensity, from a mouse creeping behind your desk, nearly 0 decibels, to a jet engine, over 160 decibels. Your job is to take precautions or cover your ears. but God has given you help through the feedback mechanism. How appropriate that King David honored his Maker in Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Hearing is a special gift from the Creator, who hears and sees everything. He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? Psalm 94, verse 9. Dr. Don DeYoung is chairman of science and math at Grace College, Winona Lake, Indiana. He's an active speaker for AIG and has written 20 books on Bible science topics. Dr. DeYoung is currently president of the Creation Research Society, with hundreds of members worldwide. His website is discoveryofdesign.com.